God and continue to reach lives for Christ. So this is a great ministry. Encourage you to make your donations this morning. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we have a first-time giver. We love first-time givers that's calling in this morning, making a monthly contribution of $10. That is awesome. That is awesome. And that is exactly what we're talking about. Whatever you may have, I think at times, you know, as a pastor, we take offerings. We get together, you know, I don't take the offering normally. I don't often talk about the offering in our congregation. But I have other elders and other people that handle all that, and, you know, they take care of that. But I think about how Jesus looked at it, and he told the disciples, I want you to watch the offering. I want you to look at the offering. I want you to look at what's going on. And he, you know, we think about, well, don't let your left hand know what the right hand's doing. Jesus is saying, I want all of you to look and see what this lady's doing. And she's dropping in her pennies. And Jesus said, she just did more than everybody. And so as God looks at us today, don't think your gift is too small. Don't think it's insignificant. And don't think your gift is too large. Because you cannot outgive the goodness of God. But we need our family, whether it's the dollar. We had a $4 donation yesterday. God bless the brother that brought in the $4 offering. He said, that's what I have in my wallet. I'm giving what I have today. Well, that's awesome. I believe God's going to fill it up. He may come back with more. I don't know. I don't know, but God is faithful. That number again, Karen.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
So we have Elena from Wellington calling in. We want to thank you so much for that donation, $10 a month. That's $60. And that actually is more than 1 hour of listener support. And think about the value you get out of that. Karen, you talk about that. You cover an hour, but you get 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day,
6 months.
Sure.
You know, that's... Maybe Alan can calculate that for us. I could probably do it, but
maybe
I don't.
Maybe he like could. Maybe he could. Well, thank you very much, Elena, for that donation, $10 a month over the next 6 months. And these run in 6 month cycles. And so if you are part of Gideon's Army and you give a dollar a day or whatever you give monthly and it's automatic, please call us and say, as God provides, I intend to continue to give on a monthly basis, and we'll just renew that and make sure that we have that in our records. So we're going to go to another song. We'll be back in just a few moments.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He is always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice. So Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. The Mother is so loving, so good. He lives, Christ Jesus. Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. You ask me how I know he lives.
All right, David, we have some phone numbers that are open right now. I mean, I say phone numbers that are open. It is a phone number. We actually have more than one number, but we have unlimited access at this moment. I think it's unlimited. Let's try it.
Why don't we ask our listeners to help us try that?
Help us try that out, right?
See how many calls we can take before the limit.
There you go.
Well, the number to call is 772 221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And Karen, you had some thoughts. I think just thoughts about honoring and recognizing the significance of those who have been a part of this ministry over a number of years. And you were giving reference to a couple things that happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was... you know, Louis Arsenault was here sharing his testimony. He just popped in. Nobody called him or anything. He just popped in
yep,
the door.
Just showed up.
And so he was sharing about how WCNO helped him when he first came to the Lord and, you know, gave this wonderful glowing report.
Yeah, it was great.
And but then I just recalled on, I think it was Tuesday, that Brian called in. And Brian said that he's been rocking WCNO for 30 years now. Mm. And talking about Charles
awesome.
Stanley, Adrian Rogers, and all, you know, the teaching ministries.
Programs that have been here.
And mm-hmm. and almost, you know, the same thing that Louis was saying. So I'm thinking, what, you know, that's kind of interesting. I don't know if they know each other, but it was just kind of curious that they're both, you know, for 30 years, they've both been listening and talking about the importance of having Christian radio. And Louis especially was saying that, you know, he would start at 6 in the morning and he would listen to everybody's teaching. And he would say, well, okay, so Joyce Meyer is saying the same thing as Adrian Rogers, and he's saying the same thing as yeah. Dr. Stanley. And, you know, how that was foundational.
It's complimentary.
Yeah.
You could see that.
But, you know, that it set the foundation for him, you know, with scripture. And then the music, you know, when he mentioned about the music, that he had been, you know, listening to secular music, as most of us have before we get saved. But then he heard Christian music that maybe kind of had the same kind of flavor to it, but yet it was Christian music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really important because many people don't like certain types of music.
Yeah.
But the Lord has it to wear the things that are going to bring you to him. You know, all of us like certain kinds of music. And I know when I hear things that I like, thankfully I can put them on here.
You can, right. And you do.
But
we always pray that somebody else will like it too,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that, you know, the Lord will use whatever he needs to use to draw you closer to him. And but anyway, it was just about these two guys sharing their testimonies separately from each other, not anything to do with each other, and the importance, excuse me, of Christian radio. And Louis went on to say that because it's local, you know, that it's a local station, you know, if you wanted to get on radio, secular radio, that's, you know, all over the United States, you know, what are your chances of getting in there?
Mm-hmm.
You right. know, whereas right. here.
He just walked through the door.
That's right.
Yeah,
I know.
Really.
And he didn't come in saying, I want to go on radio. He just came in, and I've known him, my goodness, probably 20 years, mm-hmm. maybe longer. And so when he came walking in, you know, he had his hat on, and he had plenty of hair, you know, mm-hmm, and little glasses. And I'm like, oh, who is that? Oh, that's Louis. That's Louis in there. And, you know, we started talking, and we could talk over 20 years. You know, we've known people, the same people. We know a lot of things that have happened in the region. And Kim's another one. You know, yesterday mm-hmm. Kim
right.
came in, and mm-hmm. He was talking about the importance of Christian radio, and he feels, you know, he supports us. He's a very strong supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have a lot of listeners like that. Think about the single lady yesterday that says she works like crazy to support this station.
Yeah,
she
right.
used different terminology, but,
yeah,
but
yeah, that
she
was
said
that Carla
means yeah
same.
Carla, she's like, I'm out here, I'm working like crazy,
working,
you know,
my fingers to the bone to support WCO.
Yeah, exactly.
And loving it, you know,
yes.
and standing mm-hmm. with us, so that really matters.
This, I want to throw this into the mix because we're talking about Christian radio and in general being, you know, God is using Christian media. In specific, Christian media needs to be listening to the Lord all the time because the times, what God's wanting to do today is maybe not what he was doing yesterday, you know,
right.
and by historically,
right.
Good point.
But God has a plan today, and his call to Christian media is to listen to him so that we can present the format that's going to honor God's call on the church today.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's the people say, that's great. Until they begin hearing some of the things God wants us to say that challenges their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But today is a time when God is challenging the comfort zones of the church.
Yeah.
And we believe, you know, we've been listening to the Lord, and some of our new programming carries that forward. And we've had people call and say, well, I don't like that. You know, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, to be honest, we do pray about this. Yes, we're human beings. We're not perfect, but we are, I don't say desperate, although we're desperate to serve the Lord. We're desperate
yes.
in a proper way to make sure that we are doing what he wants us
Amen.
To do.
Amen.
And today is a time when things can get a little edgy, and God's call to the church is really, it's get on board with the Great Commission, okay? Get back to the way I want you to run the church. And that's hard for some people to hear.
And my favorite quote recently from Oswald Chambers, I think, says this very succinctly. The greatest spiritual crisis comes when a person has to move a little bit further on in his faith than the beliefs that he has already accepted. A lot of people have camped out. You know, they've gotten to a place, they've camped out there, happy with how everything is, got everything set up in their life.
Comfort zone.
But yet the Lord is moving the church. He's moving the church into maturity, and it's going to require pulling and stretching and, you know, reaching further than you've been before. Mm-hmm. And it's very uncomfortable. I feel it's kind of uncomfortable right now.
Well, I want to talk about blisters in a minute.
Blisters, hey.
An exciting topic like blisters. Wow.